Jesus promises his disciples that although the time must come for him to leave them, the Holy Spirit will be their comforter, and all those who keep faith with him will see him again. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to John, chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. I cannot, surely, be the only person to find that the older I become, the faster time passes. Because it seems like no time since the autumn, with leaves turning brown, and suddenly here we are in springtime, moving very swiftly into summer mode. And the liturgical year simultaneously moves along at speed. Because surely it was only yesterday we were singing Christmas carols and listening to the Nativity story. Yet here we are in May, having moved through Lent, Holy Week, and Easter, and we're now preparing for Ascension Day this Thursday, to be swiftly followed by Pentecost in 2 Sundays' time. Specifically, this Sunday of the church year, the 6th Sunday of Easter, is known as Rogation Sunday, so called because it precedes 3 identified days of Rogation. So tomorrow, that's Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday. The term rogation has at its root the Latin verb rogare, meaning to ask. And at rogation tide, our thoughts traditionally turn to God's creation, specifically asking his blessing on the crops and the future harvest. We hear this echoed today through our readings and our music. We've already sung about all things bright and beautiful. Our psalm referred to the world being the work of God's hands. Our first reading echoed that, stating that God made the world and everything in it. Our cantors, through Haydn's composition, will remind us that the heavens are telling the glory of God. George Herbert, a 17th century pastor and poet, described four rogation themes. These might be summarized as an opportunity to seek God's blessing for the fruits of the field, justice, fellowship between neighbors, and mercy through charitable giving. More recently, rogation tide encompasses prayer for the world of work, for accountable stewardship of resources, and for our local communities, both rural and urban. It's not coincidental that Christian Aid Week occurs at this time. Here in St. Columbus, we have a long history of support for Christian Aid. And on the charity's website, we learn that Christian Aid exists to create a world where everyone can lead a full life free from poverty. And their prayer is that we may live more simply, that others may simply live. There is an invitation after next Sunday's service to share in refreshments provided by the Christian Aid team. And you may have the opportunity to speak with them about their work and how you may perhaps be able to contribute purposefully, practically, and prayerfully. We recognise there are sufficient resources in our world for all, and we seek a more equitable distribution of these. With the rising cost of living and economic demands, we see poverty and financial distress for many. In homes not very far away from here, people are struggling to eat, and to clothe themselves. And so rightly, we seek God's blessing and intervention for all those who struggle to meet practical daily needs in our own neighbourhoods, further afield, and across the world. And so perhaps over these 3 days of rogation, we could, in our personal prayers and devotions, take the opportunity to hold before God all those involved in agriculture, industry, commerce, and charity. We might ask him to influence the hearts, minds, and decisions of those globally responsible, that through their leadership and actions, they may promote equality for all. And we might bring before him all those who struggle to provide the basic necessities of life. And as we rightly intercede for those who, in so many ways, may be less fortunate than others, we remember also that those who live in relative comfort and wealth are also in need of God's blessing and our prayers. Each and every one of us, in our personal circumstances, rely on God for our well-being. We all have practical, physical, emotional and spiritual needs. Maybe we seek healing, acceptance, forgiveness, love, strength in times of trouble. God provides for these needs also. He wants us to ask him into all that we are experiencing. In today's gospel reading, we heard that as Jesus prepared to leave this earthly life and descend into heaven, he promised his disciples He would then send them another advocate, the Holy Spirit. They would not be left alone. And so it is for us today that whatever we ask of God, intercessions for others or for ourselves, he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will make provision for us. And our final hymn will remind us that our hope is in him, and he guides us through all the opportunities and challenges of life. All our hope on God is founded. Amen.
As a people of faith, we stand now to profess our beliefs in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pilate. He suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, hear the prayers which we offer in faith and love. For peace and for your salvation to be known throughout the world. Lord, we acknowledge that our actions contribute to the tensions in our world. Help us to bow before you in true repentance and to one another in real forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church and for the unity of all Christian people. Father God, on this Rogation Sunday, at the beginning of Christian Aid Week, we thank you for the world you created. May our actions steward your resources for generations yet to come. Lord, in your mercy. For all who serve and lead in your church, for bishops, priests, deacons, and laity. We pray for Bishop David, for John, Ken, and Walter. May their vision